This is your daily shift, and you are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. Or if you're tuned in on the podcast, I thank you. And don't forget about the Instagram that we have, Daily Shift 4 at Instagram. So, with that being said, I wonder how everyone's doing, because we're heading into Friday. So that should be a reason to feel great, unless you have like something like really heavy, like on your, like weighing heavy on you that you got to do, like emotionally or physically, whatever the case. I hope you have a fantastic Friday as we head into it. I hope you've had a fantastic week and a fantastic Thursday. That being said, my Thursday is pretty good, because I had a really good, interesting Wednesday, because my Wednesday started out with, I was listening to Elvis Duran in the morning show. Of course, you know, I enjoy listening to that morning show. It's really good. And I sent in a text message, and they read it. And when Elvis read it, he made a sound that was hilarious to me. It was the Wednesday morning show. It was a question about the Elon Musk thing, like if he could invest $1 million in something that you're doing, what would it be? And I won't say what the comment was. I'll let you I'll let you imagine. But it brought me to it's part of it's what's going to be part of the question of the day and the facts. So it just got me thinking about like things like that. So I thought that was interesting. And I want to say it was about relationships. Like, so I was wondering what the home hacks should be today. And then I got to thinking that, I'll do the home hack at the beginning of the show, because it's gonna flow. Trust me. It's gonna make a little bit of sense. So what is something that helps with some kind of trauma, like emotionally, like after a breakup or something? Of course, everyone like stress eats sometimes, or has like some kind of stress activity maybe that they do. So I have a little bit of both. I like to, when I stress, like I stress workout, or I'll like get into like playing like an instrument, like heavy or something, or get into writing of like, I'll just like stress work. And, but if I'm not stress working or anything like that, what I will do is I will like stress eat, of course. One of my favorite things that will be in the mix is peanut butter. But peanut butter is like a part of my everyday life. Am I always stressed? It's just delicious. But a really good stress food, if you want to be healthy about it, I would go with a peanut butter banana smoothie. Because I just made one today and it was phenomenal. I'm sorry, it was delicious. Like, I had to like put a little bit of honey in it, but it was good. It was delicious. I recommend it. I recommend it to others. But if you don't want to keep it healthy, then good old ice cream or a slice of pizza. There's nothing wrong with those either. You can't go wrong with those. But a home hack would be the peanut butter, because you just a scoop of peanut butter. You have that in the cabinet or the pantry or wherever you keep it in the fridge, a banana, and you're set. A banana or two. So like, I mean, don't expect like a whole smoothie if you're just going to put like one banana in there, unless you put a lot of water, but it's not going to taste, probably not going to taste that great. And I personally put honey. If you want to put some kind of like sweetener in there, I don't know, like however you do your smoothies, you know what you're doing in there. I trust you with some peanut butter and a banana, okay? I trust you. Make it your own. Make it delicious. I've had smoothies all week, though. I've had, like, mixed berry smoothies. I'm on a smoothie tangent right now, because the first one was so good that I've just been making a lot now. But yeah, that's my go-to, like, also de-stressor, too. But we've already talked about that. That's, like, it's a good de-stress. Like, working out and being active and just getting back out there and, like, getting whatever the case may be, even if it's like more than a breakup, like you should always just go back out there and just revitalize yourself, like remind yourself, like, you know, because you don't want to get into a funk. You know, that's the worst thing you could possibly do. So with that being said, if you have a song that gets you out of a funk, everyone has a song that like will bring their day up. If we can play that for you, let us know at 1-833-723-4629. That's also where you call if you hear the song Halo from from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, and that's up until May 6th. That's for the Mother's Day raffle, the Mother's Day free raffle giveaway. Once you hear that song Halo by Beyonce from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., go ahead and give us a call so you can get a free entry, and we will enter you into that. That's 1-833-723-4629. This is your Daily Shift right here on Outside the Box Radio. This is your Daily Shift, and you are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. And I hope you all have enjoyed your Thursday as we head into Friday, if you already aren't in Friday, that is. That being said, I do want to jump into the question of the day, because if you're a day ahead, that means that you're potentially, I'm going to throw that thing. I don't know if you got, if you folks at home can hear that, but like, every single time, it's like clockwork. It's like that thing wants to be a part of the show. But no, the question of the day has to do with relationships, of course, because if you've been keeping up with the Johnny Depp situation, so that's and Amanda Heard, so this is a reason to bring it up, because it's a lot of people have been talking about that and relationships in general. So I wanted to bring this up, and I wanted to bring up first something interesting that I found, which is it's like the most common reasons for breakups. So like a lot of them were like poor communication, long no emotional, you aren't good friends. Like it's, when I first read it, it was pretty saw. Oh, there it is. The cheating in relationship, anger, lies, substance abuse, jealousy, lack of trust, abuse, lack of commitment, lack of appreciation. So those were like, usually whenever I went through any of those like came up like the top reasons why people break up. So I wanted to, I was wondering, like, when people break up, do you check up on your ex, for one? But also, what's something that your ex scarred you with? You know, like what have, like, because you know how people say they have their red flags. So what are some of your red flags? Like, because you know, every breakup is different. Everybody has different red flags because they had a different experience. So what are like some of your red flags? Like for me, if you're texting beyond like 11 p.m., unless you're like running a business or something, like, you know, text message after 11 for to another guy or something, you know, like that's, you know, text messages at a certain time, they got to stop. Like it's bedtime, like at 10, usually 10 to 11, you know, you're in bed. Like that's time for us. Like that's time for our relationship, you know, whether that be like watch, like whatever you have, like watching TV together, reading a book together, just laying in bed, having privacy. that's key. If they were in a relationship, then they'd know that. It's like, well, what's going on here? Like you need to, that needs to stop. Also, I think multiple, like I said, unless you're running a business or something, You shouldn't have tons of phones. Why do you have 8 cell phones? What's going on here? Who's after you? Why do you have an emergency kit too? What's going on here? There's a lot of jokes I don't want to make right now. But no, I don't think that's a good idea. But like that's a red flag for me. A ton of phones, that's a red flag. What else would be I don't think I have any, like, I mean, you know, like, it depends. Like, when you're in that situation, like, you're like, okay, that's a red flag. But, like, you know, it's always different for everybody. I don't know. Like, oh, well, obviously, if they're gone from, from like, 11 p.m. till the morning, like, you know, unless they work an overnight job at, like, the hospital or something. All right, well, that's... that's obviously a red flag. When you... when they, like, turn off the headlights and drive into the driveway like like they're in high school, that's a red flag. Like, that's, yeah. Something shady's going on, at the very least. Check the trunk. Make sure there's no bodies. Make sure there's no... Make sure that they're... Like, you guys gotta have a sit-down and have a... Like, if you don't know what they're doing, like, you should know, like, obviously, like, what they do for work and sometimes their schedule, like, I don't know. Some people do. Like, some people are like, oh, I'll see you tonight because they cook dinner and have dinner and, like, they plan around that stuff. So, if you know that, then that's fine. But if you don't, like, I mean, it's also fine. But, you know, you should know that. You know, if you're married or have been in a long enough relationship, that's information you should know. And don't check up on your exes. There's nothing there but pain. They're an ex for a reason. All you got to do is just kind of remember why you broke up in the first place. Or if you're like, you know, if it's something that you were like, you know what, I should have given it another shot or whatever, maybe go back. But, like, usually you're just going to find pain. It, depending on how long it's been, I would just keep that door closed. You don't want to open that door. That's going to open a Pandora box full of a ton of nights with Ben and Jerry. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, spend your nights here with us. We'll make you feel better. We'll make you laugh. We'll make you smile. And we'll put some money in your pocket for Mother's Day raffle giveaway. When you hear the song Halo by Beyonce from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. up until May 6th, give us a call. 1-833-723-4629. This is The Daily Shift right here on Outside the Box Radio. This is The Daily Shift, and thank you for sticking tuned right here on Alkenbox, Outside the Box Radio. I have interesting facts because it's going to be the perfect follow-up to what we were talking about with the question of the day, which was the red flags. Like, what do you see? Like, what are some of your red flags? Also, do you check on your ex after a breakup? So these are 10 science-backed facts about breakups, and these come from thehealthy.com. And also, if you want to just type it in on Google, like, there were a few pages with a lot of similar research. So let's get into it. The first one actually is Facebook stalking your ex could make it harder to move on. And quote, exposure to an ex-partner through Facebook may obstruct the process of healing and moving on from a past relationship, end quote, writes Tara C. Marshall in her study. So, I think that's true. You know, like, if you're still looking back and, you know, you gotta, like, when you break up, you gotta, like, take a break and just give yourself time to heal. Like, there's no reason to look back there because there's going to be nothing but pain, you know, like, because they're either writing something because they're hurt too. And I don't remember what movie this was from or where I read this or whatever. Pretty sure it's from a movie. Hurt people hurt people. Like, I don't, it might be from a movie. It might be just from somebody saying it in an interview or something. I don't know, but it was hurt people hurt people. And I think it's the perfect quote, you know, because, like, if your ex is hurting, obviously, like, they're going to be doing something on there. Like, that's why, like, the Facebook drama and all that kind of stuff is, it's real out there. Like, it's a real thing that happens to people. Like, it's just, like, the drama, and it's just, like, every time you look on their page, like, they're writing something, like, I can't believe I was ever, blah, blah, like, with this person, and blah, 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 and all this. So, don't, like, why look back? You broke up for a reason. That's all you gotta remember, you know? with that, I do want to get into the next one, is Facebook use may have caused your breakup, which is true, but also I think that can go with like, oh, well, the next fact is actually Twitter might cause your breakup too. So Twitter and Facebook may cause your breakup. So like that's like, I mean, I think that goes for anything like Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, any social media really has the potential to do that. It does extend a little bit more information about those. You can check that out at thehealthy.com once again. another thing is, it's normal to struggle with your identity post-breakup. With that, I would probably go and see somebody with that one, because that would probably, they can probably evaluate and tell you exactly what's going on and maybe help you through whatever it is you're going through. Because like I said, like the more time it is that you put in, like the more it's going to hurt, but like, and breakups hurt anyway, you know, you were in love with this person. So of course breakups hurt, and breakups may hurt. Actually, this is a fact right here. Breakups may hurt women more initially, but take men longer to recover. So that is something in itself. I like if it's just like an instantaneous, would you want it to all just be like an all at once feeling, or would it, you want it to just be spread over time? Ooh, that's rough. I don't know. That's a rough one. Just get it all over with. Just give me the big impact. You know, if it's going to hurt the same, I don't want to be in that kind of pain for that long. You know what I mean? Just give me the blow all at once. Just just punch me and get it over with. Like, you know, like the... I would rather that than just, you know, just, all right, a couple of slaps every day, you know. I don't know how else to phrase that, other than, because it's like when you break up, it's been said, it's like a punch in the gut, and you feel it. You feel that feeling in like in the pit of your stomach, and it's just like, oh my gosh. And then you start singing sad songs to yourself. But no, I don't, that one's too dark, but, okay, this is the last fact. I will say that this one, you may be tempted to, bash your ex online. Like I said earlier, I didn't even know this one was down here. I just kept scrolling until I found this one. But yeah, you may be tempted, to see, that's what I mean. So like, that's something that will happen, you know, so I wouldn't let it get to you. Like, I mean, I wouldn't even look back there because so that way it doesn't happen. Because, but you don't know. But I mean, if it's going to be online, then maybe you need to take a break from being online or whatever the case may be. Like, just step away from being online. Disconnect for a moment. What was that? To disconnect for a moment and just take a breather and just, you know, just and just heal. That's important. So, with that being said, if you have a song that is going to help you through it, let us know. 1-833-723-4629. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, 1-833-723-4629. Don't forget about our Mother's Day raffle giveaway. We have that whenever you hear Halo by Beyonce. Call from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. and we will enter you into the raffle. This is your Daily Shift on Outside the Box Radio. You're tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. This is the Daily Shift. I'm Clutch. And I want to get into the entertainment segment. Like I said, this is a part two-er. This is part two. And tomorrow you'll be able to hear part one and part two put together of my The Cellar movie rant. This has nothing to do with relationships. If you watch this movie, it might do something in your relationship. I don't know. I personally wouldn't advise watching this movie, and as I will continue, here is why. Okay, so if you want to check out this movie, by all means, but I didn't enjoy it at all. So like I was saying, so like she didn't check out the, if you didn't hear it, you can check it out on the podcast. The podcast, if you just check, type it in on Google, it's also on Apple and Spotify. And you can check out our Daily Shift. You can check it out where to find the podcast at the Instagram at Daily Shift number 4. So Daily Shift 4 at Instagram. Daily Shift and the number 4. With that being said, let me get back to the rant, because it's not a rant if I keep stopping. So like I was saying, the only difference was that she didn't look at the son told her, like, hey, like the mom asked, hey, did you guys do anything, or was she acting weird? And the kid pointed to that thing, like, and then she ignored it and looked away. So like, I was like, why, why would you not check there first? That was my first thing. Like, why would you check? Why wouldn't you start there? She completely ignored it. I want to watch a movie where there's common sense, like that, like make it a little bit more realistic, something that we could believe. Like, no one's going to really respond like that. Any normal person would have responded to that. Something like, if you try to escape and like you're still in that situation, like that's what I mean by realistic. You're still in that situation, you try to escape, and it's like, well, that's what we all would have done. Like, now what are you gonna do? Like, that's scary, because it's like, well, that was something I would have done. Now what? Because now, like, you're thinking like you're in that person's position, because it's like, that's something I would do. Like, why don't they try to break the windows? Like, if you see them try to break the window, it's like, oh, okay, all right, well, y'all stuck. You're into it, because it's like, well, now what are you gonna do? So how about starting there with that? Come on, guys. Like, So 32 minutes into this movie, like, it's all about the mom, like, missing. The kid doesn't seem to really care that much, like, but she's run away before, so I get it. Not really, but like the dad, he 32 minutes in, and it's like, I was like, where's the husband doing all this? Like, where's the dad? Like, it was, I was like, he doesn't really care. Like, he's like, well, I guess he's like, well, she's done it before. Like, I was like, doing any of that 45 minutes in, and I still, and still, the only character is the, is the mother. Like, that's the only character, and they made her so ridiculously, like, just naive. I don't know what word I'm looking for, but yeah, they need to turn up her brain cells on this movie, because they didn't put any effort in. Like, and then she sees, this bothered me, she sees the son counting. Like, she heard the daughter do on the phone, and she's like, are you okay? And then she leaves the room. She leaves the room after she sees that. Like, she sees him counting. I would have been like, all right, well, we need to get out. Like, that's that. Like, we'll send, like, I'll start coming here by myself or something. They stay. So 52 minutes in, only the dad knows how to use a key. So, like, something happened. Oh, like, I forgot what happened. Like, there's something that's missing. Yeah, somebody got locked. Oh, the son got locked into the basement, I think. And like, the mother was trying to like open the door and use the key or whatever, and the key wasn't working. And then like, the dad shows up again and like pulls up, and like, that's the only thing he's good for, apparently, is just opening the door. Like, like, that's the only thing that he's good for. And it only took him 52 minutes to get him interested too. That's when he got interested into everything. Like, the dad was like, all right, what's going on here? Like, 52, where were you the rest of this? Like all the scary stuff was happening, like, at the beginning. She went missing at like the beginning. Like, that was the first thing to happen. So where has he been? why not, like, why is, like, I just didn't understand why the dad was the only person that understood how to use a key. Like, the mother couldn't do it. Like, the son tried to do it. Like, when the, like, I don't know. It's just, no, the mother got locked in, I think. I don't know. Somebody got locked into the cellar. If you want to find out, watch the movie. Like, somebody got locked in the cellar and the dad had to show up, I think, like, more than once to do it. And I was like, why is he the only one that knows how to use that key? I got up, it got really stupid. I don't know why I wrote this. Somebody randomly starts destroying the house at like 1 hour in, and it got really dumb. It got really, like, it just got really bad. I have to remind myself why I'm watching. The best part was the old lady at 1 hour and 7 minutes in. For some reason, I wrote that down. She doesn't watch her kids at all. Like, you know, one goes missing, she just didn't care. Like, she didn't watch her kids. There was a fight, like, at the end, and, like, she left her family, like, to look for one person. I was like, there's two more people, whatever. It was an interesting take on things. And I don't recommend this movie to, I can't. That movie, I put -8 at the bottom of the page. I'm sorry, but that was just really bad. I couldn't enjoy it at all. Like, I was laughing. I was just looking at it like, what is this? Why is this happening? Where's the common sense? Where's the, whatever. That's just my review, my rant, that part two of my rant about The Cellar. This is The Daily Shift right here on Outside the Box Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that we are doing that Mother's Day free raffle giveaway. You don't want to miss that, because that is your chance to win an Instacart and a Grubhub gift card whenever you hear the song Halo by Beyonce from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 1-833-723-4629. Don't forget to check out FM in the AM with Andy Fox, and that's from 6 a.m. to 10, and also The Bow Paradox from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's all here on Outside the Box Radio. Don't forget to check out the podcast in case you miss anything, like the first part of this rant, and I don't mean the rant to this ending. I mean the rant to The Cellar. So check that out. This is The Daily Shift. I'm Clutch. Keep it locked right here on Outside the Box Radio. Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 yeah.